Former Lawrence Mayor Willie Lantigua took over a city in 2009, burdened with a $25 million deficit, and is credited by many here with reining in a ballooning budget. Consequently, he still has many supporters. At Bali's, a popular Dominican restaurant on Essex Street, Nancy Santos was finishing up a plate of sancocho. She says, Lantigua was good. Every road in Lawrence is repaired, and that's what I think he did good. But when many others think of Lawrence during the Lantigua years, they recall news stories about scandals, corruption, and crime. So Dan Rivera, the newly elected mayor, says his most daunting task is to rewrite the script, the story of Lawrence in 2014.
You know, you can go to other communities in this state that are gateway communities or communities that are having the similar issues that we have, and you can lay down on Main Street at 5 o'clock and you will not be hit by a car. It's just that slow and that less populated. You can't do that in Lawrence. We have a thriving Essex Street and Broadway. They're just thriving because we have this entrepreneurial spirit. In Lawrence, it's something different.
And if that sounds like standard boosterism, Mayor Rivera makes no apologies. He says he's working to spruce up parks, root out corruption, and beef up the city's police force to change both the reality and perception of the city of his birth. And across Lawrence, I found lots of people willing to work with Rivera to rewrite the script about a city that Boston Magazine insulted as, quote, the most godforsaken place in Massachusetts.
And so we will be working with Dan to figure out his agenda and how that may fit with some of the work that we do.
Heather McMahon heads up Groundwork Lawrence, an environmental group that has succeeded in cleaning up the Merrimack and Spigot Rivers, which run through this old mill city.
We just finished building the Spigot River Greenway, which is a 3.5-mile trail. And long before there was any paving, people found this great new place that was safe to walk off the street to get between neighborhoods, between schools. And we noticed how people immediately were changing how they were getting from place to place, and also realizing some of the assets of the city, like the river that no one really realized was there.
McMahon says real success stories in Lawrence like this were overshadowed in recent years by stories about corruption and crime, which Jonathan Frios, out shopping one day with his children on Essex Street, says forced him out of the city.
I used to live in Lawrence. I live in Methuen.
Why did you move to Methuen?
Because, you know, the same stuff, you know. I pay less in car insurance if I move to Methuen because the delinquency, the crime is, you know, here is worse than over there.
A summary of 2011 state crime statistics cite Lawrence as the city with the 10th highest number of reported violent crimes, a rate that was exacerbated, according to the Lawrence Eagle Tribune newspaper, by the layoffs of nearly 40 officers at the height of the recession. Violent crime subsequently increased by 63%. Though some cops were later rehired, the city's reputation for violence stuck. Lawrence residents like Valentine Roman, getting into a car on Broadway, is counting on the city's new leadership to change the narrative.
The new mayor? Uh-huh. I know him personally, Dan Rivera. Great guy. I hope he does a better job than Mayor William Lantigua.
And what type of job did Lantigua do in your view?
He only fixed the streets. You know what I'm saying? You know, we need to see more things for the community. I would like to see the drug addicts on Broadway disappear maybe, which is not going to happen, but at least we could try to contain that. And I would also like to see the crime rate go down in Lawrence, Massachusetts.
So would businessman Luis Yepez.
Unfortunately, in the last 2 to 3 years, there is a marked and recorded increase in crime rates in Lawrence. And I think if there is going to be a way to attract both people and investors into the city, crime is something that definitely has to be not only brought under control, but put onto a negative slope.
Mayor Rivera says he's listening and acting.
We are at 113 police officers. We have to get 155. We have to have people walking the beat. And we've talked about that with the acting chief of police. We have to make as big of a deal about fighting crime as about having crime. So we're going to be safer, guaranteed.
An additional 42 officers will cost the city more than $2 million. But Mayor Rivera does not see that as an obstacle. Rivera also says to assuage people's fears about crime, he may reach out to law enforcement officials outside the city's borders for a new police chief.
I think it's important enough an issue that we bring other voices into the conversation. I'm going to reach out to people like Chief Davis from Boston, who's now gone. He's got some time on his hands. We're going to have the best chief of police, $140,000 a year, can find us.
Rivera says $140,000 a year for someone of former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis's stature also buys goodwill that could help change the city's narrative. Before Boston, Davis was the police chief of neighboring Lowell. Businessman Luis Ypez, originally from Ecuador, says building a good reputation is key to the city's future.
My brother and I own a considerable amount of commercial property here in the city of Lawrence, and we've decided to, as they say, drop anchor and make Lawrence our home, and have invested not only structurally but also in the community. We hire locally, and we're excited to have Dan be on our side and help with that growth.
To help his struggling city grow, Mayor Dan Rivera is also appealing to potential home buyers outside of Lawrence with the promise of cheaper mortgages and affordable rents without altering the city's distinctly Latino culture and traditions.
Our demographic is already built in. A lot of people are afraid that we want to change that. I don't think that's the answer. The answer isn't changing the demographic. You can buy a house in Lawrence with a front yard and a backyard and a four-bedroom house for $200,000, and taxes aren't that expensive, and water's not that expensive, and you don't have to figure out how to make the money in Cambridge or in Brookline and live in an apartment or a condo, and you can have a nice place to raise your child.
But Mayor Rivera says before he can tackle housing and other pressing issues, he has to work to repair the deep chasm that separates people in his city. Lantigua and Rivera supporters, the North Side and the South Side, Irish and Latinos, Puerto Ricans and Dominicans.
As a son of a Dominican mom and a dad who's Puerto Rican, neither one claims me. So Puerto Rican folks are like, well, you know, he looks like he's Dominican. Like Dominican people are like, well, he's Rivera. Rivera's a Puerto Rican name. So I got a lot of support from Puerto Rican people and a lot of support from Dominican people. Puerto Rican people who felt they were disenfranchised by this mayor. But what we didn't allow was the chest beating and the kicking people while they were down and acting like they already have no character and some of the things that the previous mayor was known to encourage.
Since his inauguration, Mayor Rivera has been on a whirlwind tour with the goal of changing the story of Lawrence in 2014. Instead of thinking of crime, corruption, and divisions, Rivera hopes the script will conjure up images of
neighborhoods that have huge lawns, nice Victorian homes, get some good food to eat at some of the bodegas, and we have this great girls' ensemble choir in Lawrence High School. They've been doing it since I was a kid, the best all-female adult choir in the state. And we're going to start building up so then when people say, oh, what are you going to Lawrence for? It's not just court or I got a registry of deeds issue or something, government. It's going to be like, you have to hear these women sing.
And on this day, they're singing I Have a Dream. And so does Lawrence's new mayor, Dan Rivera, who is working to rewrite the script.
I think of it, what does it mean for me, a kid who grew up in Lawrence, to be the mayor? I feel like a sense of pride that way, but I also feel a sense of responsibility. If you're a family, you're trying to figure out how to make a life in Boston, in greater Boston, and inside 128, you got to come check out Lawrence. And we're going to make the place safer. We're just going to do it.
In Lawrence, I'm Philip Martin, WGBH Boston Public Radio.